your guide to Canada's startup visa program, the Ultimate 2025 Guide, with free checklist. Dreaming of launching your innovative business in Canada and becoming a permanent resident? The Startup Visa Program is your pathway to making that dream a reality. But let's be honest, navigating the startup visa process can feel overwhelming. Don't worry, we've got you covered. In this ultimate guide, we'll walk you through everything you need to know about the Startup Visa Program in 2025. Quick navigation. What is the Startup Visa Program? Who is eligible? How the Startup Visa Program works. Step-by-step application guide. Required documents. Processing times and fees. Tips for a successful application. Benefits of the Startup Visa Program. FAQs. Conclusion. 1. What is the Startup Visa Program? The Startup Visa Program is designed for entrepreneurs who have the skills and potential to build innovative businesses in Canada. Successful applicants receive permanent residency and the opportunity to grow their business in a supportive and thriving economy. Did you know? The Startup Visa Program is one of the few immigration programs that offer permanent residency from the outset without requiring a temporary work permit. 2. Who is eligible? To be eligible for the Startup Visa Program, you must have a qualifying business. Obtain a letter of support from a designated organization, venture capital fund, angel investor group, or business incubator. Meet the language requirements, CLB 5 in English or French. Have sufficient settlement funds to support yourself and your family. Qualifying business criteria. Your business must be incorporated and operating in Canada. You must own at least 10% of the voting rights in the business. No single person can own more than 50% of the voting rights. To be eligible for this work permit, you must have applied for permanent residence through the SUV program. If you're part of an entrepreneurial team, be an essential member of your entrepreneurial team. Meet or pass the language requirements. What are the language requirements? Intend to live in a province or territory other than Quebec. Show that your work or business will provide a significant economic benefit to Canada. What are significant economic benefits? Bring enough money to settle in Canada. How much money do I need to bring for me and my family? Bring enough money to start your business. This money must be separate from money you're using to support yourself and your family. Bringing cash to Canada. If you're bringing more than $10,000 in cash across the Canadian border, you must tell a border agent when you arrive. If you don't, you may be fined, and your funds could be taken away. What family can come with you? If you apply for a work permit, you may be able to bring your spouse or common law partner. Dependent children. They need to meet the requirements for temporary residence. This includes children who are too young to attend school. Work and study permits for family. Family coming with you can also apply for an open work permit if they're eligible. Any dependent children coming with you can apply for a study permit. Each family member must fill out a separate application form for a visitor visa or ETA. Work permit. Study permit. You can submit all applications for your family with your work permit application. 3. How the Startup Visa Program works. Here's how the startup visa process typically works. Develop a business idea, create an innovative business plan that has the potential for growth and job creation in Canada. Secure support from a designated organization, obtain a letter of support from a designated venture capital fund, angel investor group, or business incubator. Apply for permanent residency, submit your application to Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC. Pro tip, a letter of support from a designated organization is a key requirement for the Startup Visa Program. 4. Step-by-step application guide. Here's how to apply for the Startup Visa Program. Step 1. Develop a business idea. Create a detailed business plan that outlines your innovative idea, market potential, and growth strategy. Step 2. Secure support from a designated organization. Pitch your business idea to designated venture capital funds, angel investor groups, or business incubators. Obtain a letter of support from one of these organizations. Step 3. Meet the language requirements. Take an approved language test, IELTS or CELPIP for English, TEF for French, and achieve a minimum score of CLB5. Step 4. Gather required documents. Prepare all necessary documents, see the full list below. Step 5. Submit your application. Complete and submit your permanent residency application to IRCC. 5. Required documents. Here's what you'll need to apply. Letter of support from a designated organization. Detailed business plan. Proof of language proficiency, a language test results. Proof of settlement funds, bank statements, etc. Police certificates, if required. Medical exam results, if required. Documents we suggest you provide. Your business plan, ensure it outlines the steps you've taken to initiate business operations after receiving your commitment certificate. A comprehensive staffing plan, include details about your team structure and roles. Evidence of your market research, this may involve records of supplier negotiations, site evaluations, exploratory trips, and relevant meetings. Your resume, highlight your professional background and qualifications. Proof of your capability to fulfill your role in the business. Documents showcasing transferable skills relevant to your position. Confirmation of available investment funds to transfer to Canada, separate from your support funds. 6. Processing times and fees. Processing time varies by country, typically 12 to 16 months. Click to check. Application fee. $2,140 Canadian for a single applicant. Right of permanent residence fee, RPRF $515 Canadian. 7. Tips for a successful application. Develop a strong and innovative business plan. Network with designated organizations to secure a letter of support. Meet the language requirements, CLB5 or higher. Submit a complete and accurate application. 8. Benefits of the Startup Visa Program. Permanent residency, successful applicants receive permanent residency from the outset. Business support, access to a supportive ecosystem for startups. Quality of life, enjoy Canada's high standard of living and excellent healthcare and education systems. 9. FAQs. Question: can I apply without a letter of support? No, a letter of support from a designated organization is a key requirement. Question: what is the processing time? Processing times vary by country but are typically 12 to 16 months. Question: can I bring my family with me? Yes, you can include your spouse or common law partner and dependent children in your application. 10. Conclusion. The Startup Visa Program is an incredible opportunity to build a new life and business in Canada. With this guide, you're well equipped to navigate the process with confidence. Start developing your business idea, secure a letter of support, and take the first step toward your Canadian dream. Ready to begin your journey? Subscribe to our newsletter for more tips, resources, and updates on immigrating to Canada. Your future starts here. Rocket sparkles.